You are listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
This network is supported by our listeners. You can become a supporting member by going to archpodnet.com/members and signing up. As a supporting member, you have access to high-quality downloads of each show and a discount at our future online store, and access to show hosts on a members-only Slack team. For professional members, we'll have training shows and other special content offered throughout the year. Once again, go to archpodnet.com/members to support the network and get some great extras and swag in the process. That's archpodnet.com/members.
This is episode 192 for the 11th of July, 2017.
This is Jessica Uquinto, and on today's episode, we're talking about finding a job in archaeology. This episode is a previously unaired clip from Heritage Voices, episode 5, with Dr. Holly Norton, Colorado State Archaeologist and Deputy State Historic Preservation Officer. Enjoy! So, okay, after grad school, what were some other really big learning moments or aha moments for you along the way to where you are now?
So after grad school, I actually ended up in Colorado right before grad school ended. So I was still writing my dissertation when my husband got a job here in Colorado. And so this is my really geeky historian joke, but I always say I came to Colorado the way all Anglo-American women did, following my husband looking for work.
Oh, man, that's me too. Oh.
Worked out for us. So I spent my first year in Colorado, which was actually not that long ago, unemployed, writing my dissertation in a tiny little apartment in Boulder. And which was great because I got the dissertation done. I got it defended really well. Like, and not just done, like, I'm actually not ashamed of my dissertation.
Wow.
You know, so
I feel like that's rare.
Right. But I think an aha moment for me. So I was having a struggle breaking into Colorado archaeology.
Right.
And I was volunteering at CU Boulder for the Museum of Natural History, and the curator there, you know, obviously it's a small community, and they were like, hey, you're a pretty decent volunteer. We would highly recommend you to our friends who own CRM companies. And that's how I got my first job. And I was a newly minted PhD, and I took a job doing the same type of and level of work that I took when I came out with my undergrad. And so I think the big aha thing for me is that I love archaeology, and I was willing to do what some people saw as being underemployed in order to get my foot in the door, in order to do it. And that's something that for people who are struggling to get in to a certain community or a certain state, that not to be too proud. You know, digging a hole is digging a hole. And it doesn't matter if you're a field tech or the PI. Like, we're all important in this science and in this collaboration, and just do it. So that was a big thing for me. And I remind myself of that sometimes if I need to remember to be humble for some reason, that we're all doing the same thing, and that sometimes I miss it too, actually. But yeah, no, that was a big thing for me, is I'm willing to do any aspect of archaeology in order to keep doing archaeology.
Right. And I feel like that's true across CRM, where basically the people that I've seen that have really struggled have been the people that have been so specific about what they want in a job.
Yes.
That they just can't find anything, basically.
Yeah. And I have some good friends that I went to grad school with who are good archaeologists, and they are very smart. And people who actually in grad school, you know, maybe sometimes gave me hell for going out and working for a CRM company instead of, you know, laser focusing in on my dissertation and getting that done. Who are struggling, who are, you know, maybe adjuncting and aren't happy about it, or, you know, it's, they can't find steady work.
Right. Yeah. Like, you can maybe be specific about the type or the place, but probably not both.
Right. Exactly. Well, and especially in like the academic environment we live in today, you know, like the jobs that our professors had and still have for the most part are not what we're being offered.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So if you like archaeology, you find a way to do it.
That's it for this episode of ARC 365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC 365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor-ARC365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster. This show is produced by Chris Webster and Tristan Boyle, and was edited by Chris Webster.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.